Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, the last day of March, the 31st day of March, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 52 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and spring continues to advance forward. I mean, it's warm for this early in the year, and I don't know, you could have a squall come or some kind of shit like that, but I don't see no more precipitation coming our way, and it's going to be another fucking nasty suck-the-smoke winter, period. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Bipartisan bill would push big tech and big media to make content distribution deals. See, this is what we've been talking about. You know, these people, the mainstream media has gone to shit. Nobody will fucking watch it. Nobody believes a word they say. Everybody goes to the internet for their, for any kind of truth. So they're going to take that son of a bitch over too. With the big, robber barons are going to join with the big broadcast networks like CBS, NBC, and what might have you. And they're going to try and make a milquetoast fucking version. And all these goddamn people on Facebook out there who were wanting to make a buck at this, make a buck off this fucking misery. They want it to happen because then they can sell their shit to the fucking mainstream on the goddamn, on the internet. And I mean, so long as they keep it milquetoast and they don't tell the truth about what's at the root of this fucking problem, they can make money at this, man. And that's all they're interested in is making fucking money and perpetuating the lie. They don't give a shit about your rights. They don't give a shit about your life. They don't give a shit how you live. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, bipartisan bill would push big tech and big media to make content distribution deals. This is the takeover, people. I've been talking about, but there's that fucking big mountain, big as Mount Shasta, that mountain of fucking truth that they got to get out of the goddamn way before they can proceed. Because as long as we're here, when you lay out your, the truth and then you mix it with a lie, we're going to shove that lie right down your fucking throat and we will have already told the truth. And it's going to continue this way until the fucking fighting starts. And even as long as we can broadcast, and then we're going to go fucking fight. This shit is going to end no matter what you son of a bitches out there think. This shit is going to fucking end. It has to. We're talking about the future of our progeny here, people. This is from Reclaim the Net, and this is sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Senator Graham, Senator Kennedy, Senator Booker, Senator Whitehouse, Senator Loomis, Senator Feinstein, Senator Collins, Senator Paul are all backing a bill that empowers mainstream media at the expense of smaller outlets and independent content creators. You see that name Paul up there? We've told you what them son of a bitches were all along for years. Everybody was arguing. Now that motherfucker is showing that he's one of the fucking corporate fucking elite. And so is fucking Ron Paul. He owns gold mines. And these were the people that did that, had you for 30 years thinking we're going to fucking step up for the fucking the people and the goddamn Bill of Rights. Right. They never mentioned the Bill of Rights, but they were going to step up and they were going to step up for the Republican conservative cause and bring honesty back to government, to a corrupt fucking government that they helped create and that they participated in. And each one of them, Ron and Rand Paul, have a fucking rope in their fucking future because they have committed crimes against we the people, against our unalienable ratified law of December 15, 1791, easily proven fucking crimes. So you better jump in, Paul. You did the right thing. You jumped in with the rest of these cocksuckers, and now everybody knows who you are, and we'll proceed from here. The senators are co-sponsoring the journal. It's just like the Patriot Act, I swear to God. The Journalist Competition and Preservation Act, which has been accused of actually hindering competition. No, the Patriot Act's patriotic, people. Instead of promoting competition in the world of media, the bill would allow mainstream media companies like CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and MSNBC to form an alliance and collectively bargain with big tech platforms. Communism, Ministry of Truth. And it's not communism fucking joining with fascism, isn't it? I mean, you're talking about the robber barons and the oligarchs, aren't you? These mainstream outlets would be able to form new deals with online platforms that would force tech platforms to uprank their content at the expense of independent content creators and independent voices. Money talks. There's that mammon, you people. I know a lot of you get pissed at me for fucking saying, hey, that's the only God I can see. I touch it. I can see its fucking power. I can watch it work. But there it is right there, a collectivism. That's what your boy Paul's talking about, collectivism. It's not that collectivism is fucking unlawful under our law. You can't get two people together and have twice the rights of one person. Each of us have exactly the same fucking rights. And they are unalienable. And they are an individual, freeman, national fucking rights. Big tech platforms. That's Zuckerberg and fucking Bezos and fucking goddamn Bill Gates. And they'll get together with CNN, New York Times, the Washington Post. And, like I said, why would you do that? I mean, if you had the mainstream broadcasting on the fucking TV, but now they're running to the net because the net's what's fucking killing them. It's the truth. I mean, they can censor so much of it. They can't censor what I'm fucking saying. Well, they have. I mean, through algorithms, you can't pick. I mean, you got to know how to get here. But, I mean, they're not going to tell me, oh, I'll pull your license. I don't got no fucking license. This ain't a goddamn business. This is a movement. This is an uprising for the enforcement of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. The people's jurisdictional authority over this fucking land known as the United States of America. That's what this is. Instead of promoting competition in the world media, the bill would allow mainstream media companies like CNN, The New York Times and the Washington Post and MSNBC and alliance and collectively bargain with big tech platforms. Now that is communism mixed with goddamn fascism. How can it not be? The bill has provisions allowing legacy media to exclude companies that are not, quote, similarly situated. So the idea is to take the whole son of a bitch over, milquetoast, just like, I mean, you won't watch Tucker Carlson on the goddamn Fox no more because you know he's a goddamn milquetoast fucking shill, but this is going to be your only choice. And then they'll make you start paying to fucking watch fucking Tucker Carlson on the goddamn net. Everybody would just turn it off. It's too goddamn late, you fools. You're not going to fucking, once people learn the truth, they're not going to accept a lie from you anymore. Get that through your head. Your propaganda campaign is done. It's kaput. Meaning independent journalists and small media companies will not get the benefit of the bargains with big tech, and still they're talking about advertising. Money, 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 money. And you know, what we're looking at today, this is goddamn, this is war. We're in the middle of a fucking war. So these people, I mean, just the people that are willing to fucking, instead of step up and fucking enforce the law and reinstate the freedom and liberty that we are all guaranteed absolute under the supreme, superior, absolute law of this goddamn land, these motherfuckers are trying to find a way. There's got to be a way we can make, well, yeah, of course we won't talk about the Jews. Yeah, we'll send you stuff. Will you pay us? Pay us. Can we get money for this? Pay, pay, pay. Money, 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 money. Mammon, 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 mammon. That is the fucking downfall of this country. You sellout motherfuckers. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn was warned the bill would result in more censorship by big tech. No shit. Florida Senator Marco Rubio aired similar concerns, saying the bill would strengthen the collusion between big media and big tech. Well, yeah, it'll be the Ministry of fucking Truth in violation of the first article of our Bill of Rights. They have fucking taken over the public fucking square, declared it their fucking own, and declared what will be said or will not be said in the public square. Anything else, they will fucking have a troop of people with goddamn bass drums come up and bang, bang, boom, 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 say you can't fucking hear it. They will tell you what the truth is. They're the Ministry of Truth. Forget the fact that the goddamn sun's shining outside. They said it's fucking dark. It's dark. They say 2 + 2 = 3. It equals fucking 3. Got it? They're sickening, man. They're fucking traitors, and every one of you son of a bitches will be put on trial for what you have fucking done. Propaganda is fucking war too, buddy. Big news and big tech team up and filter the news, said Senator Blackburn, and really take control of what you hear and what you see when it comes to news. When I go to Tennessee, I hear a lot about this from Tennesseans, and they don't like it. They feel that their views are not being represented, and they are very concerned about whether they can or cannot trust the mainstream. Can you or can you trust the mainstream? And seriously, if you're even just concerned about that, if you don't fucking know for a fucking fact that every word that passes their lips is a goddamn lie, you're a fucking retard. How about that one? Concerned. They might not be telling us the truth, guys. Among the people who testified during the hearing was Dr. Daniel Francis, a professor at Harvard and a former official at the Federal Trade Commission. Well, of course he is. Blackburn asked Dr. Francis this year, do you think companies like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube would stand to benefit from an antitrust exemption? And what bad behaviors could they get away with if they did get the exemption? You give them the fucking exemption, sons of bitches, and you pass it on to the FCC. And then we'll send a fucking mandamus to the goddamn oversight committee. And you will fucking, you will either sign your name to treason or you will take their fucking licenses away from them. Plain and fucking simple. You're licensing violations of the goddamn law and you know you're doing it. You hear that, oversight committee? I'll look your fucking name up this afternoon. I'll be mentioning it every fucking day until I send you your fucking mandamus. You are allowing the goddamn, you are allowing the first article to be fucking violated. That is a violation of the fucking law. The only law in this country is the law contained within those 10 fucking goddamn articles known as the Bill of Rights. And you are allowing licensing a violation of the fucking law. Corporations are not fucking exempt from the goddamn law. You can sit there and say it until you're blue in the fucking face, but the fucking law says what the fucking law says. And we have the right to enforce it with those fucking guns because you have taken our goddamn judicial away and handed it over to the Queen of fucking England. Do you think companies Facebook? In the event that this were created, two things would happen, Dr. Francis responded. The first is that the most immediate beneficiaries would be the participating media company. No! This man's a guy. He went to Harvard to figure this shit out. Beneficiaries would be the participating media companies, obviously including some very large conglomerates. See, there's not supposed to be collective power in this fucking country. If there is, then the rights of the individual are trumped by there's two of us, so we got twice as much right. Do you see how that goddamn works? That's why in the common law courts, it has to be mano a mano. You have to come at me in your individual capacity, and you have to fucking deal with me in my individual capacity. And there is, you don't have, like in the Admiralty, the power of the fucking unlawful corporate state and the unlawful corporate government, the full power that has been fucking robbed from we the people on the side of the guy who, well, he wants to censor the internet, huh? You want to censor the public square, do you? Get out, come out in the goddamn public square, why don't you, son of a bitches? I hear you're digging fucking holes and hiding in them. I think that's a pretty good fucking idea. Because every one of you fucking is, you are fucking have declared yourselves combatants against we the people and our fucking law. And I can't believe you still walk our fucking streets. And certainly the cartel overcharge that would emerge from agreements on prices would be paid in the first instance by Google, Facebook, and then transmitted most likely in the form of higher prices for advertising down the chain to consumers. They would have done to television, I mean to the internet, what they'd have done to television. Taking it fucking over. It's just theirs. You will hear one fucking voice, and that will be the voice of the goddamn oligarchs. And it is a fucking mix of goddamn communism and fascism. Plain, you tell me, what ain't? Show me it ain't. You people that Trump-tards are still out there, you show me where you're any different from the fucking communists. Show it to me. Show me where the goddamn corporations aren't running this fucking government and where the corporations aren't both communists and fucking fascists. In direct violation of our law. In particular, the 9th article, which forbids any kind of such jurisdiction over the people by this goddamn phony-ass occupation. That's what it is. It's a goddamn Israeli Zionist fucking occupation of the highest seats of fucking government, and these motherfuckers are goddamn trying to sell this fucking place right off and under our feet. That's why I'm sitting here talking to you, and you know it. First outrage out of the way. What shall we go to next? The Department of Defense just got caught lying about vaccine injuries. I will not believe it. CNN, God, surely CNN or Fox or somebody will come up and straighten this out. Debunk this. Get rid of this. It feels bad to fucking hear these things. I want to hear stuff that makes me hear feel good. You know, when I was doing broadcasting school, fucking when they started, got to the part where, you know, every week you'd do a broadcast. And you got to the part to where you were doing the news. And, I mean, I fucking did the news. oh man, I got an A because I did it well. But I was, you know, people going to work, this is what the guy tells me. People going to work and they're listening to the music and stuff, they don't want to hear negative stuff. But goddamn, the whole god, now everything's a goddamn negative. But he was talking about, you know, Will Smith getting smacking Chris Rock in the mouth or some kind of stupid shit like that. Something that is fucking totally fucking meaningless because it won't upset the people. If you upset the people, they might change the fucking channel. Well, go fuck off and change the channel. You're going to hear the goddamn truth. Oh, anyway, where were we here? This is from Substack. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The attorney, Thomas Rentz, has just discovered that the Department of Defense is altering data to hide the number of our service members. They're not our service members. They served the fucking, they served the New World fucking order through the fucking NATO, through the fucking United Nations. And we just fucking pay for it. That's all. Members who have been injured by the experimental and deadly COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not exist. Well, the vaccine, it says COVID vaccine. There is no vaccine. It is not a goddamn vaccine. It's a therapeutic drug for goddamn DNA to change who you fucking are, to make us all the same goddamn person, just like Winston on 1984. Mr. Rentz also has the sworn statement of four whistleblowers inside the DOD serving as Army medical officers who have reviewed the relevant information and corroborated that important medical data has been altered. All of them had access to the relevant data. Pardon? Access to the relevant data database called the Defense Medical Epidemiological Database, and they independently verified the findings. What did they find? They found dramatic increases in serious conditions after vaccination, a 456% increase in acute myocardial infarction, it looks like, a 468% increase in pulmonary embolism, a 296% increase in all cancers, a 275% increase in myocarditis. The Department of Defense responded to these whistleblowers, account by claiming that the increases in illness were actually false due to previously unreported errors in the DMED database itself. We fucking right. And that's all you got to say. You see? And if I go on the net, that's all I'm going to see. If I turn on the mainstream stupid box, that's all I'm going to see. That's all you're going to hear. And it'll be to the point to be against the law to whisper to one another in the ear because they can't hear. They want to know everything because they're scared shitless. That's why they wanted the mask. That's why they want people fucking separate. That's why they don't want us talking to one another. Because we can destroy these son of a bitches. We can destroy them easy. And they fucking know it. But we have to do it, people. According to the whistleblowers, the DOD then took the entire DMD database offline and fraudulently altered the information on the database. Oh, and all these guys have to say is, oh, it's just some errors in reporting and that thing. What errors? What are you talking about? You make a fucking open statement like that without fucking documentation or any fucking explanation, and that's just supposed to take care of it? If these people have been fucking putting out false information on purpose, that's called fraud. But, of course, we can't expect no fucking arrest. You know, I joking earlier about, Will Smith going up there and popping Chris Rock in the face at some kind of fucking awards for the goofy ass on TV awards or whatever in the hell they are. Or goofy ass on the fucking big screen awards, whatever in the hell they are. But the fact is, the son of a bitch went up there and he committed a fucking assault and battery on national fucking TV, then sat there and said, fuck you, fuck you. And he didn't go to jail. What happened there, people? Where was the security? He wasn't even throwing out of the fucking joint. You see what that, where we're getting here with this goddamn elite, fucking ruling elite and the fucking peons and pissants? They can do any fucking thing. We can do nothing. Actually, that was a fucking goddamn, that was an unlawful action. I mean, but if they, we're so far off base with this goddamn administrative admiralty queen's fucking law, private fucking law, for no other purpose than making money, and that's all it's for because it's corporate, that we fucking completely lost our way when it comes to fucking things. I mean, everybody, boy, that's the big fucking issue on the guy. Look on the, we're looking, you know, on the net, you know, what's the big deal going on today on the net? And that's it. You know, fucking Will Smith punching Chris Rock in the fucking face. That's fucking it. That's for a country that fucking, that's probably got 500 million people in it. A country on the edge of fucking goddamn world war. A goddamn criminal cartel operating out of fucking the Ukraine, ran by the goddamn, the head CEO, the head monarch of the corporate aristocracy in this fucking country, in the United States, and his goddamn fucking son who fucking, you know, has a crack party with fucking whores and fucking tapes it. I mean, goddamn it, people. Again, we've all seen the video. He's smoking fucking crack. I mean, but hey, you know, he's an elitist, man. These son of a bitches are trying to get you to get used to being beneath them. I will never, I'll pound you down, you motherfucker. I would love to get a hold of Hunter Biden. I'll beat that motherfucker to a bloody fucking pulp. I'll do it. You're nothing. You're a piece of fucking trash. And so is your big guy with the shit in his britches. Onward. The Department of Defense responded to the whistleblower's accounts by claiming that the increases in illnesses, listen to this, increase in illnesses were actually false due to previously unreported errors in the DMED database itself. What? I mean, these guys are laying out goddamn fucking facts. And that's what your facts are meant with, that little bit of horse shit right there? Is you fucking attorneys, you twisters of fucking words, you guys are getting to be a sorry fucking bunch here. I'm here to tell you. People are not this stupid. And you're going to find out that they're not this stupid. Mr. Rents has also explained how Big Pharma colluded with big government to redefine DNA gene therapy drugs as conventional vaccines. That's what we were just talking about. They call it up at the top here. They're experimental and deadly COVID vaccines. They're not fucking vaccines. We've known it. They told us. They put it right on their goddamn site. This is not a fucking vaccine. But you're going to take it, or we're going to kill you. And it's going to alter your DNA. It's going to alter who you fucking are. You know, realize you carry, like, you carry the genes of your first father in you through your DNA. Every one of us is an original, a fucking, like a Rembrandt or a fucking Mona Lisa. We're a fucking original. There's no two alike. But these son of a bitches, I think this is what this is really all about. Getting everybody like Winston. You'll all wear the same gray overalls. You'll all fucking march in step. You'll all obey the fucking rules. You will do as you're told by the elitists. Now they're going to be up there fucking drinking champagne, eating caviar, snorting coke, fucking whores, pedophiling children, and fucking. But you are going to be bots. You're going to be fucking like robots, is what they think. Well, this robot's got a fucking goddamn gun connected to it, you son of a bitches. I'll never be your fucking subject, and I'll never be your goddamn slave. You might as well get it clear out of your fucking head. You, like they talk about, they're going to come to your house and get your gun. They're going to come to your house and give you a shot. No, they're coming to your house to fucking have a shootout. I mean, it's a misnomer. And they fucking know it. Just like the King of England was going to Concord to take the guns. No, he was headed to fucking start a war with the fucking people, and he got just what he fucking expected. And then he got his ass kicked. And if the people hadn't joined with the fucking very aristocracy that was fucking the ones that were oppressing them in the name of the king under the king's charter, if they hadn't let them fucking, I mean, they fought the fucking war and let them pricks fucking take over. There was a corporate aristocracy right out the fucking gate. John Adams, as soon as the surrender at Yorktown, let's declare a king. How about let's declare you fucking dead, son of a bitch? We're not going to have kings. And again, this false fucking federal fucking government that never existed because the Constitution never existed because it was never consented to by we the fucking people. Did we need it? What has it done for us but fucking steal our fucking goddamn wealth and denied us due process of the fucking law? Has fucking falsely imprisoned goddamn millions and millions of people. How many have they killed falsely? And then found out later, oh yeah, he didn't do it. They never were supposed to have the goddamn authority to kill American nationals. They had two little fucking things, commerce and fucking goddamn, general welfare, open subject matter. With those two fucking goddamn words, they have done all of this shit to us. And you know who has aided them? You fucking voters. You consenters. You go out there and you consent to what you know is fucking criminal because it won't be applied to me. And actually, I can make a little bit of fucking money just like this one I'm reading, the article I just got through reading. There's a pack of assholes out there right now who want this. They want this goddamn censorship. They want this milquetoast Fox and being the only thing, CNN or MSNBC that you can see on the goddamn internet. Because then they can sell their shit to them. See, that's what they want to do. They want to go out with their goddamn cameras and everything. And then while they're putting George Soros is putting together fucking riots and protests and burning shit, I can take my goddamn little fucking dumb phone and I can take fucking get good footage. Man, maybe something happened. I get, oh God, I can sell that. Or I can do a goddamn little fucking video. About, you know, and put together a bunch of bullshit that tries to fucking support the milquetoast position without fucking mentioning the fucking Zionist Jews that are causing all this shit. And they'll buy that from me. I can make money. You fucking dog shit eating motherfuckers are going to wish you'd never thought about making money. The only reason this situation has occurred is because of people who were not fucking greedy. Who went out there and fucking did without. Trying to save save your fucking rights too. And hey, after we've done the fighting, people, after the fucking we've done the dying and the killing, these will be the first son of a bitches to step up and fucking say, well, I did my part. I made fucking, no, you didn't, you fucking phony cocksucker. Let me hear you step up and condemn those motherfucking Jews. I want to hear it. Step up and say it. That the fucking Jews, the Zionist prick motherfuckers, are the cause of all of this fucking shit. That the idea here is a one world government under Zion. I've seen goddamn Biden stand up and go, yes, I'm a Zionist. Zionism is not a religion. That is a goddamn form of government. That's what goddamn Albert Pike was preaching, stupid. So you're saying you're a fucking for Zionism. Zionism is not a fucking free republican, a republic with an emphasis on the freedom of the individual, is it? No, it's about fucking the goddamn Talmud, Jew fucking law. You're saying you're a Jew law? You're supposed to, that's high treason. If you were, see, I guess it isn't though. Actually, it's just plain treason for you because you're just a corporate fucking goddamn puppet, a corporate fucking meat puppet. But the whole goddamn thing is here, when you said that, that's a hanging offense, you stupid son of a bitch. That's saying I don't want the fucking Bill of Rights. I don't want the people to be able to own their own property. I want the people to be subjugated under the unlawful 14th Amendment and the unlawful acts of 1871 and 1878. I want them to be corporate fucking property. I want the whole goddamn world to belong to the fucking Jews. And I want everybody else to be a fucking chattel. Or else he's no doubt a part of it, man. It's a criminal cartel. Just the shit that goddamn Hunter Biden has done. You think about you goddamn get pulled over without a seatbelt, you could get fucking shot. That's how they look down on you. They act like you're shit beneath their fucking feet. It's time to fucking take their goddamn feet off. We'll be right back. Maybe. We'll be right back. Yep, she did it to me again. Quit that.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Chris Stapleton with Arkansas. Just, you know, I'm sick of listening to the same old shit. I mean, there's no fun left in the goddamn world. I mean, even the songs they sing like that, you ain't going to have no fucking fun in Arkansas or no fucking where else, people. Not until you stand up and take this goddamn country back. But it can remind you of what was and what could be again. The Department of Defense just got caught lying about vaccine injuries was where we were at. Okay. We ain't pretty okay. We were down here. According to Mr. Rentz, the real increase in health issues post-vaccination are the following. 279% spike in miscarriages, 487% spike in breast cancer, 155% spike in birth defects, 350% spike in male infertility, a 369% spike in testicular ball cancer. 2,181% spike in hypertension, 664% spike in malignant neoplasms, 680% spike in multiple sclerosis, 551% spike in Guillain-Barré syndrome, and 468% spike in pulmonary embolism, 302% spike in, tachycardia. I guess that has something to do with the heart. 452% spike in migraines, 471% spike in female infertility, 437% spike in ovarian dysfunction, 269 spike in myocardial infraction, 291% spike in Bell's palsy, 467% spike in pulmonary embolism. This might explain why the DOJ is hiring tort lawyers as fast as they can to handle vaccine injury cases brought against the federal government and HHS. So there you go. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, the Guillain-Barré syndrome, another thing they use, that name is transverse myelitis. That's polio. They just changed the fucking criteria to what they call polio, and they changed the names. Well, Guillain-Barré and transverse myelitis is fucking polio.
Well, you know, polio was pretty much eradicated in the United States, but when you bring in other countries, when you bring in millions of people from other fucking countries that where the polio is still exists, you're going to get polio.
And it's in the vaccine.
And the vaccine, of course. I'm sure they're putting in the vaccine. That is a fucking biological kill agent, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They found out they've been putting it in the vaccines in India, and all these kids are coming down with polio, but it's one of the most vaccinated places on the planet.
Well, they aim to carry out the dictates there on that Georgia Guidestone, man. One person wrote,
absolutely.
Jimmy Carter had said this before, and Rosalind Carter on the farm where it was at, and just trying to act like, hey, we know what that motherfucker is, people. Don't try. I get so many comments trying to fucking soft pedal and bullshit around this fucking stuff. You go right in fucking spam. It never sees the light of day. You will not get no attention. You will not, I mean, if they can even bring up something that you can have a controversy about, it's being heard, it's being said. It's not going to be said in the trenches. Only the goddamn truth. And if we make an error, by God, we admit it immediately and we correct it. It's a mountain of fucking truth that you're not going to get around. You can go ahead and try your fucking shit here, joining the oligarchs with the goddamn mainstream media fucking conglomerates. But that fucking mountain of truth ain't going away, and there's too many people have already heard it. I got to imagine how many people have recordings of every fucking broadcast, of every fucking page ever put on the trenches. It's not going to go away. It will devour you. You will lose in the end because the truth is going to prevail. We're going to have to balls up to use those guns because the truth is going to have to be enforced with a fucking gun because they will enforce their lies with guns. That's why people accept them, because they're cowardly. They don't want to get hurt. Well, sometimes you got to get hurt. Sometimes you got to fight, or else you're going to end up fucking wishing you were dead because your life won't be worth a fucking sack of shit. I don't aim to let that happen to me. I will fucking fight. Okay, we did that. I mean, and this goes on for a ways, man. Continued to increase. More and more youth are being treated for mental health issues and being prescribed psychotropic fucking drugs for treatment. Current numbers coming out of the Pentagon are that the percentage of individuals we missed something there. Oh, that was another story. Oh, another Army story. I'm sorry. We'll start it over again here. Army reducing its numbers in face of recruiting difficulties. Don't say it ain't so. You know, I got another article here about, you know, we wanting to dip into the goddamn oil reserves. Now, they're telling you, God, we could go to Russian World War and just any day fucking now. So we're going to sell off a bunch of the oil reserves and fucking we're going to reduce the numbers of the military. It ain't our military no fucking how. All right, here we go. This is from Breitbart. The Army this week admitted it was having problems recruiting and announced an unprecedented reduction in its numbers that would shrink the active duty Army to its smallest since World War II. Now when they start a world war, they're going to have to go straight to goddamn fucking drafting people. Bringing in the goddamn plebes and bringing everybody in and checking out who's, well, they want transvestites. Maybe you'll have to be, I wouldn't mind if I got to fight somebody, send me the fucking Marines in high heels, please. And all those fucking 4 foot nothing fucking women who think they're fucking badasses that have watched Sheena too many fucking times. Send them this way. Send them all. But, I mean, here we are, like I said, they're telling you, China, we could go to war with China over fucking Taiwan. They could invade Taiwan. Russia has invaded the fucking criminal cartel of the fucking Biden's goddamn home base in fucking Ukraine. We could go to fucking, it could be fucking World War. And here we are, reduced, you know, taking oil from the strategic reserves while you're exporting 3.8 billion barrels of fucking oil a day. I mean, we're not stupid. And those people talking about going and shutting down the fucking ports, it's the port workers going to go on strike. Fuck that. The people need to go down there and shut those motherfucking ports down now. Nothing else is going out of this goddamn country. Not even in manufactured goods. The only thing going out of this country is the son of a bitches who have come here as illegal aliens. And they are going to fucking leave. That's our only export from this fucking country. I mean, you talk about being set up for a fucking fall, man. If you can't see this shit from a mile away, you ain't looking. Unprecedented reduction in its numbers that would shrink the active duty Army to its smallest since World War II. We're facing, obviously, some challenging conditions in terms of our ability to recruit and attract talent. Undersecretary of the Army Gabe Camarello, another Irishman, said at a press conference on Monday. Camarello blamed a very tight labor market. Fuck you, lying son of a bitch. They're cutting people's throats. I mean, goddamn, they're making more money than they did, but the prices have fucking tripled. They can't even keep up with half of what the fucking price increases are. Nobody's making more money, you lying prick, except for the fucking 1% down and the 14% below them. Only people making more money. Camarillo said the Army's end strength or total number of forces would go from 485,000 soldiers currently to 476,000 in fiscal year 2022, which ends in September and further down to 473,000 in fiscal year 2023. He said the Army decided on reducing its recruitment goals instead of lowering standards. You're taking fucking transvestites. You're taking goddamn people that want their fucking balls cut off. And that's why they're going in the fucking military. So the fucking stupid ass fucking guy out there sweating, fucking trying to make a living can fucking pay to have his balls cut off. And that's your fucking, Low, that's your standards? That's your high standard? I'd hate to see what your fucking low standard is. We'll wipe these son of a bitches out, people. He added that the Army hoped to build back its numbers over the next 5 years. Good luck on that. The recruiting difficulties come as the Army has begun discharging soldiers complying with the Biden administration's coronavirus doesn't exist. The fucking vaccine is not a fucking vaccine. It is a goddamn, it's a biological fucking kill agent. Mandate. So all the men with the fucking balls to say, fucking, like, fuck you, you're not putting a shot in me, they're getting rid of, and they've got their recruitment lower, instead of lowering their stand, how much lower can you get than a goddamn man that wants his goddamn balls cut off? That's why he joined the fucking United Nations Army, huh? Cut their fucking balls off and send them to us. More than 4,000 requested a religious exemption, but only 2 were granted. According to the recent Army statistics, the additional 2,735 soldiers have refused. And come on home, guys. We got work for you. Believe me, you can fight for your country. You can fight for fucking freedom. You can fight for liberty. You can enforce the fucking law that is not being enforced. That is the jurisdictional authority over this goddamn country. The difficulties are also, despite the Army's last year launching an animated, listen to, they're going after these people have the mind of fucking children. You either have the mind of children or you're going there to get your nuts cut off. This is fucking, how are you going to lower the standards? What fucking blows me away. Animated recruitment advertisements that highlighted women, minorities, migrants, and LGBT community. Well, yeah, you load the, make your army that. I mean, we're going into a war, and we were the United States like we were supposed to be. I mean, these are the last motherfuckers that you'd say, get back out of the way. In fact, they wouldn't even be here. But this is who you're going after. You want women out there, fucking go get them. It ain't gonna fucking matter. When the people come, have had enough, we'll come out of the fucking jungle, we'll wipe all you motherfuckers out, and then we'll fucking start this shit all over again. Only we will put goddamn safeguards in place that, man, you fucking step out of line one tiny fucking bit towards fucking goddamn fascism, communism, any kind of ism, away from the fucking law. You fucking violate our law, you'll fucking pay for it. You'll pay in spades. Minority immigrants and the LGBT community, please get all those son of a bitches you can. Sofer called the Army's recruiting difficulties a perfect storm, all hitting in 2022. Like I said, right when you're cutting your oil reserves and you're fucking, cutting your fucking military down to nothing but fucking fags and goddamn, like I said, men going in and women going in, maybe they get the nuts, take the nuts off the man and sew them onto the fucking woman. I don't know how that shit works. And I don't wanna. But you're making it weaker. Why? They're weakening us. They're weakening us at the time that they're telling us we're going to have a fucking goddamn world war. You're going to weaken your people. You're going to weaken your fucking god. Well, it ain't our military anyway. They'd be coming against you and me for sure, because we're not going to fucking allow this fucking shit, because it's a violation of our law. And we are the goddamn military for this country. The people are. The unregulated militia. Each and every one of us are the goddamn fucking defense for this country. So you go ahead and throw your fucking faggots and your goddamn LGBT and fucking all these goddamn immigrants, minorities. We throw them all out there. Let them get slaughtered. We don't give a fuck. We want rid of them anyway. When it comes time to do the real fucking fighting, the fucking men in this country will step up and kick fucking ass. Like, we'll kick the world's ass again because we've already done it. Then we're going to kick all you fucking foreigners out of our country. And then we're going to fucking put the safeguards in place, and we're going to go back to fucking living and fucking enjoying life. Which, I mean, goddamn, you win the lottery just being here. And you got to put up with shit like this. And we can put the blame back. We can take, I mean, I am blaming the generations before me. How come you didn't fucking stand up and fight? You goddamn cowards. You got to live your life out. Well, fucking you had to compromise some of your freedoms and stuff. But, you know, I could still sneak around and do the things that they told me I couldn't do. But, you know, I'm sneaky just like Prohibition, you know, and the sleepeasy, speakeasies and all this fucking shit. You know, I'm an outlaw. I'm an outlaw. No, you're a fucking coward. Because there never could be a law telling you what to fucking do. You didn't stand and you didn't fight. You left it to the sacrifice generation, my generation. You call this baby boomers. Because we were born after your last fucking phony ass fucking war that sent the goddamn troops, the people who would fucking fight, who had it in their heart to do the right thing, that were told, you're defending freedom and liberty. Well, I would, the kind of person that would just say, you know, how? How am I defending freedom and liberty by going to fucking Europe to fight somebody else's fucking war? How am I doing that? How am I defending fucking freedom and liberty by eating out the resources of my fucking country so other countries can fucking battle with each other? How is that defending my freedom and liberty? Where's the attacking army that's coming to fucking, actually they didn't have to attack. They came over in airplanes from fucking Israel and Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. They came here from fucking China. They came here from all over the fucking world and they set down their goddamn bases of operation for their world. And see, that's why we had to become a part of the world economy. We had to become a part of the World Trade Organization. So that each one of these pricks could put a goddamn business up in America. That way you got access to all the resources because that's the way we were set up as a sovereign nation before we became, well, we didn't become, before against our will, we were forced to fucking deal with the goddamn world. I do not want to compete with slave labor. I mean, they talked about what they called the Civil War, the War of Southern, Northern Aggression. And what was that really about? How did they sell that to you? Well, they sold it to the northern man by saying that you're going to have to compete with slave labor if you let slavery come into the new territories. That's how they sold it to the fucking northern man to go fight his brother. And the goddamn bottom line is the people who in the South that owned fucking other people weren't that goddamn many, and they were the fucking 1% elite. Your regular fucking fella didn't have fucking, the people, they had 10 children to work their fucking farms. They were self-sufficient. They lived hard fucking lives and they were tough fucking people. But the people who actually participated in the fucking slave, you go work while I sit on my ass and I collect all the fucking money, I'll throw you some fucking slave fodder. And hey man, if you're, that 12-year-old daughter of yours is starting to look pretty good right there, I think I'm gonna have her sent up to the fucking big house. I'm going to rape your fucking daughter tonight. Ain't a goddamn thing you can do. Is that the kind of people you want to be? Is that the situation you want to be in? Anyway, Henry, fuck these assholes. Go ahead.
Civil War wasn't to free the slaves. It was to make us all slaves.
Oh, absolutely. It was for equality, my friend. We are now all equally enslaved, except those of us who know who we are. I'm not enslaved. I go where I want. I mean, if we get in an encounter and I died fighting for my goddamn freedom. I died fighting for the fucking law of this land. I died fighting for my fucking people. I've died fighting for freedom and liberty. You can't die a better death. But yes, you're right. Anyway, this is about enough of this for me today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, I mean, it's just going to keep deteriorating. I mean, you guys can't get up and expect that you're going to hear anything good. Just think about that. No, no good news. There's no good news. All news is bad. I mean, they'll get up and they'll lie to you. They'll give you some milquetoast bullshit on goddamn CNN. Oh, this is a wonderful thing. We're going to pay to cut men's balls off men are going to go into the army and we're going to pay to cut their balls off. Oh, that sounds like a real mean-ass army to me. That is The Word from the Trenches.